95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Are you looking for something fantastic to do over the holidays with your family? Or maybe you have family and friends in town and you're getting a little cabin fever and you'd like to get out and do something fun? Well, Cirque du Soleil Volta is in town until January the 5th. And this is something that you must see. Don't let this leave town without you seeing this show. I'm actually going to go on New Year's Eve. That's going to make my New Year's Eve so special, seeing this show. But I brought in the senior publicist, Stephen Russ. And Stephen, welcome to Atlanta Living.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, I have not seen a Cirque du Soleil show since Cavalia. So I guess maybe one or two have come to Atlanta that I've missed.
Well, Atlanta precisely is a very, very good city for Cirque du Soleil. We really feel a deep connection, and we feel that people welcome us here with open arms. Normally, a show will stay in a city around 2 months. Mm-hmm. The biggest cities in the world for a big top show would be Montreal, Toronto, because it's back home, and San Francisco. And now I want to say Atlanta as well, because we are staying over 3 months in this city this year, which is quite rare for Cirque du Soleil. And also in our history, normally once we come here once, that's it. We're not going to come again in the same city, in the same format under big top. Mm-hmm. Three times over the last 20 years, shows came twice in a city under the same format. So two shows came twice in arena and another show came twice in big top, which is absolutely unlikely for any other show.
That must mean the popularity can fill the seats.
It means that the people of Atlanta have, I guess we have a love relationship together. That's how we could say it.
Great. Now, how long ago did Cirque du Soleil start?
So everything started in 1984. Before it was actually called Cirque du Soleil, it was a bunch of street performers called les Échassiers de Baie-Saint-Paul in French, which means the stilt walkers of Baie-Saint-Paul. And there was this troupe, and they wanted to go apple picking, and they were not tall enough to reach for the apples. So they were looking for something to help them, and they said, we'll use stilts. And with the stilts, they realized they were very good at that, so they decided to keep doing it. And one day, someone else came around, and he was looking for a job that would get him to tour the world and to be paid for it. So he said, out of anything else, I'll do fire breeding. So the fire breeder and the apple picker got together. And in 1984, the government of Canada was looking for entertainers to celebrate the 450th anniversary of the city. And that year, the fire breeder, Guy Laliberté, had seen the sunset in Hawaii. And he said, that's what I want to do. I want to create a circus company based from here in the French part of the country, and it's going to be called the Circus of the Sun, Le Cirque du Soleil in French. So he presented that to the government that year, and everything started for the anniversary of the country in 1984.
And look where you are now.
Exactly.
And how many shows? Now, you've had 15 shows come to Atlanta.
Correct.
I believe. How many different Cirque shows have you had perform?
So Volta is the 41st production of Cirque du Soleil since 1984. Right now, you know, in the last few years, the company is growing very fast, acquiring different companies such as Blue Man Group, that is the American people are very familiar with, V-Star Entertainment as well. So there's more or less 40 shows right now altogether in the world, out of which 8 that are resident in Vegas. So a lot of people have seen the Vegas shows.
Yeah.
So Volta is the 41st one. There's 15 tents that have been raised in Atlanta, but there's been 20 shows altogether since 1992, I believe, that came to Atlanta. So it really is a good place for us to come here. That's why we came with Volta again in Atlantic Station.
I can't believe that you were able to find that many performers that are able to do the stunts, the acrobatic feats, the contortions that they do. I mean, it is amazing what these performers are able to do.
Well, one thing people don't know is that, you know, It's more or less 5,000 people altogether at Cirque du Soleil, but 1,500 artists themselves. And when we say artists, we mean performers on stage. Mm-hmm. 30% of our cast only are from circus background. Another third is from other arts, dance, singing, or that kind of thing. And 30% are from sports. So we do have a lot of people from very wide backgrounds. Someone who's been, you know, doing Olympics since they were super young can have a second career in circus. And that's something sometimes the athletes don't think about.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when you grow up as you're 5 years old and you start diving and diving all your life, when you reach, I would say, maybe 20, 25,
right,
you've pretty much...
You're over. Yeah.
You're over. So circus is another option. And we do have a lot of Olympic former... Well, we don't really say former, but Olympic athletes that
right,
used to be in the Olympics that are for Cirque du Soleil today.
Now, when a show is getting ready to be produced, how long does it take to train the performers to... set the staging, the lighting? How long does it take to bring that show to fruition?
So there's two things here. When the show is created altogether from zero, it takes about, you know, 18 to 24 months for the whole creation to take place. And the last 6 months involve artists. That usually takes place in Montreal back home. So all the shows will start around spring, so April, mm-hmm, March, from Montreal, toured North America for about 3 years, and go on for about 10 years, 12 years around the world. For the creation itself, the last 6 months only involved the artist. Now, when we talk about arriving in Atlanta, for instance, the whole big top that we see at Atlantic Station takes about 6 days for the whole site to be up. So, because we have three tents, we have about 72 trailers carrying 2,000 tons,
wow,
of equipment. It's a whole city coming to life.
Yeah.
The tent itself is 10 hours only, but the site is 6 days. When we leave, so in this case on the 5th of January, takes 2 days for the whole site to be packed up and, mm-hmm, then heading, in this case, to Los Angeles for January 18th. But when we receive a land, it is just what we call a virgin land, if you will. It's, mm-hmm, just in a natural state, and we need to give it back in the same way. So we have 1,200 stakes holding everything together.
Right.
So that's 1,200 holes that we're going to have to fill back
Oh, are you serious? You fill the holes before you?
Yes.
You fill the divots?
Yeah. So if ever there was a show coming next year or the year after, we're probably going to use the same site, and we'll see the marks of the past in the land because we see where we were last year. So,
oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, this is just something, this is the way my brain works. Where, I don't want you to name the actual location, but do the performers stay in hotels? Do they rent houses? I mean, you're here for 3 months.
That's right. So we're really spoiled. We're really well taken care of. We work like a sports team. People might have heard of, you know, the NHL, NFL, how, mm-hmm, the big sports team work. We work the same way. So we have lodging provided for us. Depending on the city, it might be a hotel, it might be an apartment. So it really depends on various factors, the market. So the company will tell us this is where we stay. And then we have about a week or 2 weeks to decide if we like it or not. But we also have the option to find our own lodging. You know, if we had some people who are from Atlanta, obviously they will prefer to stay in their home or with their family.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our colleagues here who works in our site team, takes care of everything, electricity and the fences and the tent. He's from Buckhead. So he decided to go in his home family.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, having a lodging provided by the company. Same thing for transport. So the transport is taken care of from our lodging to work every day. And same thing for when we change cities. So we're going to be provided with either a plane or a bus. But we get given a deadline depending on what we do. If you're an artist, you are required to arrive in the next city 2 days before the show. If you do something else, depending on your involvement, you might be required to arrive at a different date. So you'll be given a deadline. You do what you want between two cities, but whatever you do, you need to arrive physically at that date. We can provide you a flight, or you can travel by your own. So we really have a lot of leeway and a lot of freedom, even though we live on a very planned and controlled, you know, environment, if you will.
So you're very transit. You can't put down roots in a, I mean, I don't know where you call home, maybe Montreal, but do you have off time?
So the way it works is that it all depends, again, on your role on the show. If you're key to the show, if you're an artist or a, you know, backstage technician, for instance, the show is what we call dark. So the show is not presented on Mondays. And it means they have a day off on Monday. Sometimes we have what we call double dark, so 2 days off, Monday and Tuesday. And then they have about, you know, 12 days off in a row in between cities. Myself, I'm not performing on stage. I do, you know, I'm part of the management and the promotion team, so I'm not required on the show. So I have a normal 5 days a week schedule, mm-hmm. but in between every cities, I'm required to do promotion, preparation and everything. So I do work in between all cities. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on what you do on the show. But normally, if you're not performing, you'll have a normal schedule, maybe like a 3 or 4 weeks off every year. And you'll take what we call the annual leave. So you'll have that moment on the year where you are going to go back home. So you have to take one of these timing to actually go in your hometown and rest. And it's imposed by the company.
Okay, that makes me feel better that you get to go home yes. and see your family and get some true R&R.
So mine is going to be actually next week for the holidays, going back home to Montreal.
Oh, that is great. Okay. Well, we are speaking with Stephen Russ. He's a senior publicist for Volta, a Cirque du Soleil show that is in town until January the 5th, and it is a must-see show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start telling you about the show Volta itself. And if you've seen a Cirque show, they're all completely different. So once you've seen one, don't think you've seen them all because they're very different. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, more about Volta Cirque du Soleil only on 95.5 WSB.
Merry little Christmas.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're talking about Cirque du Soleil that's going on right now at Atlantic Station, and they'll be performing until January the 5th. So you want to check that out because this is a not-miss show. Volta, find your free. And I have in the studio their senior publicist, Stephen Russ. So, Stephen, what is the concept of Volta?
So as you mentioned earlier, all the Cirque du Soleil shows are extremely different. So when we started thinking about a new show, the question we wondered is, what is it we haven't put on a stage yet? What is it we haven't presented to keep this awe and amazement yeah. in the big top night
after night? 40-something shows.
Exactly. So we have talent scouts going around the world, you know, in circus festivals and in sports festivals. And we also have a lot of incoming proposition, you know, DVDs and demos and what have you. And one day we saw these crazy freestyle BMX riders and we said, that's the thing. We've never created a show based on action sports. So we decided to take sports from the street, put that on the stage. Double Dutch, roller skates, flatland BMX, freestyle BMX. So the result is completely mind-blowing. But then, if you have sports, free sports, you can't present a show based on accordion and classic circus music. So we said, well, we have to have a different music to
right.
match this and highlight these sports properly. So we decided to speak with Anthony Gonzalez from the DJ band M83, who's mm-hmm. very famous around the world for their electronic music. And we decided if we're going to do something different, might as well do it all different. So we present the first show featuring electronic music.
Oh, wow.
Which, again, brings a completely new feeling under the big top. But we call these sports freestyle sports. So because of this idea of freedom, we decided to tell a story about freedom. So we're following this character called Waz, and he has blue feather instead of normal hair. And he's unhappy, he's bullied, he's picked on, he's not okay with himself. And throughout the show, he's going to meet characters called the Free Spirits, and they will teach him that it's okay to be yourself. However flawed or however different you think you might be and you're not happy with, this is what makes you stand apart as more unique and more beautiful. And the best version of yourself is the true you. So we really share a positive message about self-acceptance and celebrating differences on Volta. All of this with an electronic score and
wow.
this high adrenaline energy of the sport. So it's really something fantastic for all the family.
You know, I've been to several shows. I don't think I've gotten a message from a show.
You're right. Normally, there's a theme that's a light theme. You know, if we think about Ovo that came here in the past, it's about the bugs, you know, that meet himself. And there's a light theme. But in this case, we really wanted to make an effort and get a message across. All of this coming from the idea of freedom. And, you know, to represent these free spirits character, they needed to be loud and proud. So we created colorful costumes based on the creation of Zaldi Goko, who also did RuPaul Drag Race and Michael Jackson, Lady Gaga, Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
We knew this would give a really great feeling in the big top, and it's something that you don't forget.
All right. We're going to delve deeper into Volta, Find Your Free, Cirque du Soleil at Atlantic Station, going on until January the 5th. And we'll also tell you how to get your tickets. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
This is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Now that you're dying to see the show Cirque du Soleil Volta at Atlantic Station, you want to put the cherry on the top of your Christmas holidays and your holidays entertaining and get those relatives out of the house and do something fun, Volta is your answer. And where do they go to get tickets, Stephen?
The easiest way is really to go online. So www.cirquedusoleil.com/Volta. Also the box.
And it's V-O-L-T-A.
Correct. V-O-L-T-A. And the box office as well is open every day as of 6:30. So people can just come to the site and buy their tickets directly from the site at Atlantic Station.
And Atlantic Station makes parking so easy.
Yes.
Underneath. And there are so many restaurants up there that can accommodate and make it a full evening for you.
It's really a good place for us. I mean, we go around the country, we see everything and everywhere, and this is really one of the best places for us to be, close to everything, restaurants, parking. It's really, really easy, and you know, it's the place to go for the holidays.
So you've told me a little off the air about the show, but I want our listeners to get a taste of it. It's really going to intrigue. It's something for everyone in the family, but I think if you are going to enjoy some high energy, some really acrobat,
yes,
sports intense things, this is going to be a show for you.
It's really a high voltage show. So we really wanted to bring something different. So as I mentioned before, you know, roller skates, rope skipping, our Japanese team, they have two.
What'd you call it? Rope skipping?
Rope skipping. Jump
skipping.
Double dutch.
You know, that's harder now as an adult than it used to be.
Yes, I've tried and I failed. They said, just keep doing communications. You're good at that. So our Japanese double dutch team, they have two Guinness World Record of the fastest skipper. So when you see them, their rope is LED lit. In the dark, it's completely mind-blowing. We have the BMX, obviously. So freestyle BMX is the one that everyone can picture, basically jumping off the jumps. And flatland, we call it flatland BMX. It's basically a mix of breakdancing and BMX. So the artist is twisting and jumping, but on the flat ground. And this one is doing a ballet duo with a ballerina. So touching and emotional number. So you have a kid who's dancing on a BMX following a ballerina who's dancing with him. It's something that you cannot expect, but it's so beautiful. But speaking of kids, obviously I can't not mention Mr. Wow, our clown, who's a kid's favorite.
Uh-huh.
So he goes on stage three times in the show. And one of the number is he's doing a pantomime number, an improvisation for about 7 minutes. And it's something you have to see. It's so funny, hilarious. And he makes a lot of mistakes. He gets into a lot of trouble. So that's really the more classical circus side you would expect. And we married that with new aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Following the idea of having new disciplines, we had to balance also with old disciplines. So we pulled something out of the Chinese artistry of hair suspension. We have a lady who's doing a ballet number routine by herself, and at some point she starts levitating in the air, suspended 25 feet in the air by her hair only.
I would be bald.
Well, it seems like something that's impossible to achieve, but
yeah.
It's you know, she has the tricks of her own, but it's really suspended by her hair. There's no trick, there's no harness or anything. She really has this ring in her hair and she starts flying. It's really, really you know, beautiful, and it's something that's completely out of this world, something you have to see.
I can't imagine being in the brain and the mind of the people who are coming up with these shows.
We gathered together about 15 creators in Montreal, and everyone has, you know, a creative mind, whether you do the lighting or the video or the acrobatics, everything, and then everything comes together to make a show like Volta come to life.
I mean, you're beyond outside the box. You are so outside the whatever's next.
Well, one thing that people don't realize as well in circus is that if you've seen theater, for instance, or Broadway or musical, there is what we call freezing the show. So the creators, as you said, they get together, they create the show version that they're happy with, and then they freeze it, they glue it, and they don't want to change it. In circus, you never know what's going to happen on stage. For example, we have a trampoline number. If the trampoline artist is not ready yet to jump, he might wait a few seconds before he jumps.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be slightly different than yesterday. So the music we have in the show is played live, but the musicians follow the performers as opposed to the performers learning a track and performing to the track. So that's really 180 degrees opposite to any other type of theater that you might be familiar with.
Wow. So you have live musicians.
Five of them, yeah.
So they're really having to intently watch the show.
Exactly.
To see what happens. And they're maybe drawing out that last tone a couple of seconds because the guy's not ready to jump yet.
And yes, and one example, sometimes one thing that happens is we have a hoop diving number. So we have some uber talented acrobats jumping through hoops that are stacked together. It happens that they make a mistake and the hoop falls.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, they'll do it again. Well, if you have a song that's cut to 3 minutes and then one of the artists decides to stretch it to 2:30, you have to adapt. So that's why the music is live, because the music plays to the performance as opposed to the performer playing to a track.
Right.
So it's completely different. So if you've seen the show once or twice or even three times, you're going to see something different every night.
I think after listening to this show and listening to you, people are going to watch the show with a different eye.
Yes, with a different eye. And, you know, the one thing as well that people sometimes don't know is that we have 150 people on the cast and crew traveling with us. So basically everyone you see on stage is traveling with a show. But everyone that the people of Atlanta will meet around them is from Atlanta. So the ushers, the box office, the customer service
people.
Yes, we hired 200 people from each city to support us with everything, the operations, everything that's customer
facing. So you're bringing jobs.
We do bring a lot of jobs for the duration of our stay. It's about more or less $2 million that we spend directly in every city.
Mm-hmm.
And we evaluate it's about, you know, $14 to $18 million impact that it has on a city, and primarily because of the jobs that we bring. So now we're in Atlanta. We all speak English, obviously. But if we were to go to, you know, Germany, for instance,
mm-hmm.
not that many of us speak perfect German. So we have to have the right people to be able to offer this service to the German people. Same thing here. So everyone that you will see when you visit the Big Top, or the majority, will be from Atlanta. So you can even ask them where they're from. They'll be able to tell you.
That is great. I'm just so impressed with how buttoned up everything is. There's nothing that's been forgotten or left out. You've been doing this for so long. And
it's a pretty well-oiled machine.
It's an oiled machine. Now, how does it take to get this show, like January 5th, you're put a fork in it, y'all are done, you're packing this thing up and on the road.
And on the 17th of January, we'll be performing on stage in L.A., so that leaves 14 days.
But you're going to be really sad because it's not going to be as good as Atlanta.
I have to say that a lot of people have visited Atlanta for the first time this year, and everyone was thrilled. Good nightlife, good restaurants, Southern Kitchen, right?
So,
yes. Biscuits and Brits that I've been tasting for the first time here. So, you know, the welcoming of the people here has been like nowhere else. And we do go around the country, but Atlanta has a really special place in our heart.
Now, do y'all go out to eat, or do you have like a cafeteria that you have to eat at because you have special food because your waist is a 19 inch around to fit into the costumes?
I mean, we do go out as much as we can. I've been to Pond City Market, to Krog Market. Mm-hmm. I've been to the Nook, to South City Kitchen.
Yes.
But we spend a lot of time at our site in Atlantic Station. So we have 4 full-time chefs that are on site to feed everyone. Mm-hmm. That's about 400 meals every day that they serve. But we have to keep in mind that we have 25 nationalities on the show. So that's 25, culinary habits. So if you're Australian, you might be used to having your Vegemite and your Marmite, for instance, which is awful, but they love it. If you're
so
Canadian
nasty,
like myself, you might want to have your poutine. So we all have our different habits.
So the chef is actually preparing each native cuisine for all of you?
So we have, the food we have is catered locally, so we buy everything locally from the local suppliers. Mm-hmm. But they try to present a cuisine from all around the world. So our Russian clown likes to have his goulash, so we have goulash from time to time. So it's, as I said, about 400 meals every day. We have 2 warm meal for lunch and dinner, and each meal has 3 options. So 1 lean meat, 1 confit option, and 1 veggie option, so that everyone can find what they like. And we're allowed to put our request in the hat from time to time, and whether it be a dessert or a soup or something like that. So we're really, really well taken care of. And it's really a creativity challenge for the kitchen as well.
Sure.
If you think of the best restaurant you'll have in any city, they'll have the best food, but they'll stick to the same menu for the same time for about maybe 2-3 months in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Here in a Big Tub show, well, you need to provide something different every day. So, but there's 2 things that always stay the same. The Sunday, we always have a big brunch. And the day we leave, on the what we call the teardown day, we have spaghetti bolognese. It's been the tradition since the 1980s. And don't try to change it. You'll have a riot. So we keep the spaghetti on Sunday of teardown. And people, they're expecting it. Because we're so spoiled in terms of food for 3 months that one day we like to have our simple spaghetti bolognese before we go out of the city.
So it sounds like that you're away from your families, but yet you've created your family on the road.
You put your finger on the right feeling. The chef will say, if there's no easier way to be homesick than not having the right food. Because if you think about that, if you've grown up having, for example, Nutella on your toast every morning, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden we take it away from you, it's going to be a shock. So if you need Nutella to be feeling home and happy, we'll provide Nutella for you. That's easy. So that's, everything is in the small details. So we say the devil is in the detail, but homesick is in your plate.
Oh, amazing. We're going to take our final break with Stephen Russ, with senior publicist for Volta, Cirque du Soleil at Atlantic Station until January the 5th. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, I hope you're on your computer getting ready to buy tickets to Cirque du Soleil Volta as we speak. And Stephen Russ, I'm going to miss him. I feel like we're buds now. And we can be pen pals as you travel around the country.
Well, that's funny, because the first time I went out of my country was because of a pen pal, and she was from Marietta, Georgia.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're now pen pals. but how do we get tickets if people want to come see the show before, and they have to see the show before it leaves January 5th?
So easiest way is CirqueDuSoleil.com/Volta, which is V-O-L-T-A. And a good trick that people don't think about is, once you do have your ticket, we have a concierge office on site who can give you advice about how to maybe upgrade your seats, or have a VIP experience, or have our champagne lounge. So there's various options to kind of make it a more special night for the holidays.
That sounds fabulous. Okay, and you guys do so much. In the 3 months that you're here, you really have an impact on the community.
Well, as we said earlier, we spend a lot of money locally when we come, but also we want to give back to the community. Altogether, over the last 2 months and a half, we've given about 1,500 tickets to community organizations and families. Because a lot of people may not have the occasion to see circus shows. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's important to awaken the spirits through arts and circus. And seeing a show like Volta is a good example. That's 1,500 families and kids who were able to see the show that we donated through various organizations. We also did a very fun toy donation for Black Friday, where people were coming to the Big Top. We collected toys for the Atlanta family, mm-hmm. and we allowed people coming to actually sit and watch the show that day. We were blessed enough as well to do the halftime performance at the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh gosh.
And we sang the national anthem at that game. So when we come, we really try to do something and meet people where they are and to do something that's going to be significant for them in addition to performing and presenting shows.
And you're immersing yourself in the community.
Yes.
And that's why we love you so much.
Yes.
And welcome you back every time we start to see that big tent set up stakes at Atlantic Station.
So, well, we're right by the highway. People can't miss it. It's white and gray this year, so we're used to seeing blue and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The white is because it's more respectful of the environment. It requires less AC and less power. That's why we have the white canvas. It's easier to keep cool. And the gray canvas, the gray swirl is a link to our story of the show. We have the free spirits, but we have the grays as well. So we wanted to have a touch of creativity on the Big Top.
Everything has a meaning.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
It's my pleasure.
I can't wait to see the show on Christmas Eve, and I hope you join them. Cirque du Soleil Volta at Atlantic Station. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.